The SEC just approved NASDAQ to trade tokenized stocks, alongside traditional shares. The SEC approved NASDAQ's proposal on Wednesday to allow certain securities to trade in tokenized form, clearing the path for blockchain-based versions of Russell 1000 stocks and major ETFs to sit on the same order book as their traditional counterparts. This is not an experiment in a walled-off sandbox. Tokenized shares will trade at the same price, under the same ticker symbols, with the same QSIP identification numbers, and the same shareholder rights as conventional shares. The only difference is the settlement layer. NASDAQ filed for regulatory permission in September 2025. The SEC noted that concerns about market surveillance and price divergence were allayed by an amendment laying out more details before granting approval. Russell 1000 and major ETFs go first. The pilot limits tokenized trading to three categories. Stocks in the Russell 1000 Index, the 1,000 largest U.S. publicly traded companies, exchange-traded funds tracking the S&P 500, and ETFs tracking the NASDAQ 100. That covers the most liquid, most traded segment of U.S. equities. Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, Tesla, Berkshire Hathaway, JP Morgan, and every other mega-cap stock is in scope from day one. Eligible participants can choose whether to trade the traditional or tokenized version. Both sit on the same order book with identical execution priority, pricing, and market data treatment. Investors holding tokenized securities retain standard protections, voting rights, dividend access, and claims on residual assets. The DTC handles clearing, Kraken handles distribution, the depository trust company, the same entity that clears and settles nearly all U.S. equity trades, will handle post-trade processing for tokenized securities. This is not a parallel system. Tokenized trades flow through the existing plumbing that already processes trillions in daily volume. NASDAQ has separately partnered with Kraken to distribute tokenized stocks globally. That partnership positions Kraken as a bridge between the traditional exchange infrastructure and crypto-native users who already hold accounts on the platform. The combination matters. DTC provides institutional trust and settlement finality. Kraken provides retail and international reach. Between them, tokenized NASDAQ securities will be accessible to both traditional brokerage clients and crypto exchange users. Why blockchain settlement changes the economics. The pitch for tokenized securities has always been faster settlement and extended trading hours. Traditional U.S. equity settlement runs on a T+1 cycle, meaning trades settle one business day after execution. Blockchain-based settlement can compress that to near instant. Faster settlement reduces counterparty risk. It also frees up capital that currently sits locked between trade execution and settlement. For institutional traders moving billions daily, even a few hours of freed capital translates to meaningful savings. Extended trading hours are the other lever. Traditional markets close at 4 p.m. Eastern. Blockchain rails do not have business hours. While the SEC approval does not explicitly mandate 24/7 trading, the infrastructure supports it, and NASDAQ has signaled interest in expanding trading windows, from advisory vote to actual approval in 6 days. 6 days ago, the SEC's Investor Advisory Committee voted to recommend a regulatory framework for tokenized securities with three conditions: mandatory disclosures, third-party audits, and best execution standards. That vote was non-binding. Wednesday's approval is binding. SEC Chairman Paul Atkins had telegraphed that rulemaking was imminent when he said the commission would soon consider an innovation exemption to facilitate limited trading of certain tokenized securities. 6 days later, NASDAQ has its approval. The pace signals that the SEC under Atkins is treating tokenization as a priority, not a theoretical exercise to study for years. NYSE parent ICE has also been investing in tokenized securities infrastructure, and Robinhood launched a testnet for its own chain built on Arbitrum for tokenized stocks. The competitive pressure among exchanges is real. Market context: BTC at $71-$51 amid broad sell-off. The approval lands during a broad crypto sell-off. As of March 19, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $71.51, down 4.4% in 24 hours, Ethereum at $2,098, down 5.8%, and Solana at $89.98, down 5.3%. The fear and greed index sits at 34, firmly in fear territory. The tokenized securities narrative runs counter to the immediate price action. While spot crypto prices decline, the infrastructure connecting crypto rails to traditional finance continues expanding. That divergence between short-term sentiment and long-term infrastructure build-out has been a recurring pattern throughout 2026. For crypto card users in the broader ecosystem, tokenized securities on NASDAQ represent another channel where blockchain-based financial products become indistinguishable from traditional ones. The same settlement technology that powers stablecoin spending and self-custody wallets is now clearing trades for Apple and Microsoft shares,